Welcome back to the program, 1300 01 1170. That is the open line number. Get us on the text line, 0457 736 736. Wednesdays on the afternoon program, that's Coach's Corner, the coach we're talking to today. Well, success across three formats, across three decades, and has gone back-to-back with the Sydney Sixers. And I'm talking about Greg Shepherd. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Greg.
G'day, Jimmy. I love that play on three. So given that we're chasing a three-peat, that's a great segue for me. So I guess we're still have warm feelings about what happened in the last couple of seasons, and in particular last year's win, you know, in the COVID bubble was extraordinary for everyone that went through that process. But, you know, really, I've handed over basically to the same group the opportunity to, as we were talking about, chasing that that third in a row, which would be unbelievable should it come off.
Absolutely. And no matter the code, and that's been a difficulty. It's been difficult to go back-to-back, let alone the three-peat, as you talked about. Have you spoken about that very fact, about the challenge that's confronting this squad, Greg?
Look, I haven't with the squad. That's just me sort of setting up my mind, and hopefully for the players that listen to this or the players that have been spoken to as we've signed them up, you know, we've alluded to the fact that, you know, what an experience it would be for this group to tackle that again. It can be risky from a list management point of view to not change too much. But, you know, as our captain rightly said, you know, you learn from winning as well. And our team is a very industrious around, you know, learning and improving, you know, themselves and their knowledge of the game. So I think we'll be in a good space with the group we've got again to, you know, to challenge strongly for, you know, first that finals position, and then hopefully a repeat of the grand final experience that we all had with 28,000 of our fans that were absolutely as good as you could possibly get supporting a team in that final last year, and we remember that fondly.
Oh, yes. Having been there at the ground, I remember it very fondly as well. Outstanding. And one of the beauties of what you're talking about with a stable squad is, you know, I've got a couple of Sixers fans in my household, and they love the fact that it's the regular names coming back. Have you got anyone new? I'm asking you about Tommy Curran. He was my 11-year-old's favourite player. What's the latest on Tom?
Tom was absolutely distraught that he couldn't make it last season, and so were we. But he's on board this year, and what a great inclusion for us. Very popular in the group and popular with the fans. You know, he wears his heart on his sleeve when he's playing. He's invested in the contest. He's got great skills with ball, bat, and in the field and around the dressing room for a young player. He's got great cricket knowledge, so you know, we're loving the idea of having him back in the group, and, you know, and being a part of our team again.
Greg, we've got Shield cricket going on at the moment, New South Wales versus Victoria, always hard fought. Are you in Sydney now? How much interaction have you got with your current squad?
Basically none, a lot by phone. I spent some time with Tasmania recently and had interactions with Jackson Bird. Jordan Silk is doing beautifully as a captain down there in the white ball form of the game, and Ben Meninti, also a couple of our replacement players were down there. So I interacted with them, talking regularly with the captains, Moses Henriques and Daniel Hughes around structure of the pre-season. But I don't get the players basically until late in November. I step aside and let them play their Shield and Marsh Cup cricket and keep a keen eye on them and their form, and hope that there's no injuries through that process.
I was reading the article. If we describe Alan Border as the godfather of modern Australian cricket, then you're the mastermind, which is such an honour to bestow upon you. I want to ask you about your time as a cricket coach. Has the cricket changed? Has the cricketer changed at all, Greg?
Well, the cricket has changed in the sense that we've gone from when I started, there was one format of the game, and it was red ball cricket, eight ball overs, no protective gear, huge big boundaries. But then along came one day cricket, and in more recent times, you know, T20 cricket. So it's been a challenge of adaption for the players and flexibility in the way they go about preparation and jumping from one format to the other, but essentially the basics and fundamentals of batting and bowling and fielding don't change. It's just that the time pressures of the games change, and so that can spin players off their normal axis. So that's a challenge for the coaches and the players, and we do our best to level that out and make the complex as simple as we can with our players.
Mm. Has the athlete at all changed? A lot of people talk about Generation Z and millennials, et cetera, et cetera. Have you found that there's been a change in attitude of the players under your charge?
Oh, I think they're bigger, fitter, stronger. They have new ways of learning and interpreting the opposition through data. Mm. You can be swamped by data and analysing that. So we hopefully think we've got the right balance around what we do feed the players. We probably drown ourselves, the coaching team, off the park about, you know, sifting through it and then leading the players to the right sort of data that we want them to concentrate on. So, you know, we've got our team language and the players seem to be very familiar with it and enjoy it. And it's, you know, it's working for us. So we'll continue down that track, although we're always looking for, you know, the next edge along the way.
Vaccinations is obviously a hot topic at the moment. The NRL have been a little standoffish. The AFL have been very deliberate with their mandate. It's playing out across international sports like tennis that we've talked about over the last couple of days. What's the stance of the Sydney Sixers and Cricket Australia with the vaccinations?
Yeah, look, I haven't. All I know is in being involved around the Tasmanian environment that, you know, all the players and all the support staff, you know, were double vaxxed as far as I'm aware. So I suspect that that's likely to be the case in all the state environments. But I'm not aware of Cricket Australia having introduced any mandates from that point of view. Mm. It's obviously a very topical thing about at the moment from a political point of view about, you know, being told what to do. And there's many and varied opinions around, you know, the rights and wrongs of those sort of issues.
Yeah. One of the things we are talking about today as well is a stance by Quinton de Kock on the way to the game against the West Indies, T20 World Cup, the biggest stage for world cricket, and has pulled out of the South African team for personal reasons. So we believe it's around taking knee. And we spoke with Carlos Braithwaite on this program. We spoke with Dan Christian about it. And at that time, yeah, Black Lives Matters was a big issue in world sport. They brought their perspective to the team. Just looking at that and knowing that those two guys are back in the squad, what's your feel on, well, what's happened with Quinton and the way that your team embraced it last year?
Yeah, well, we certainly did embrace it, and that was through, you know, an education process around, you know, listening to the stories of Carlos and Dan and their experiences and the experiences of, you know, the groups of people that, you know, they are involved with. And so, you know, having listened to their stories, there was a great solidarity with our group to, you know, participate in the taking a knee process. And so, you know, we were feeling as though we were supporting, you know, them. And I guess the general, you know, cause of, you know, whether you call it you know, Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter, there's yes, sort of there's areas of grey around that, I guess, for all sorts of people looking at these issues. But, you know, we as a group felt really strong about it, and you know, to see the reaction from, you know, Dan and Carlos in particular, you know, made the group feel strong and integrated, and you know, we were pleased with that, and I suspect that will continue moving forward.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing. Greg, can't wait. First game, December 5, SCG v the Stars. It doesn't get much better than that for people of New South Wales who are ready to get out to some live sporting events, and I know the Sixers will be a very popular ticket in town. Great to chat, mate, and look forward to doing more so during the course of the BBL season.
Yeah, look forward to doing that with you, and also look forward to seeing that those fans and supporters of cricket, the Sixers in particular, getting to the SCG and sharing the wonderful experience that T20 cricket is. Can't wait for those first few games, I guess, hopefully up in Sydney and the team in form and entertaining as we like to do.
Thanks, Greg.
Cheers, mate.